It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Melissa, you know, I was out last week, and so the thing that I missed the most wasn't Kyle. It wasn't you.
What?
It was our guy, Ron Coomer, and Coom's Corner, which is brought to us by Flight by Yingling, 2.6 carbs, 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. And he is joining us right now, the all-star, Ron Coomer. Ron, how are you?
I'm doing good. You need to, if you're missing me more than that, then I don't know.
You're a lost for words.
Week off, though.
Well, you know, it's like, look, you hit the all-star break and you go a week without seeing your guy, Pat, you know, that you grow a fondness, right?
I would agree. Yes, that's true.
That's essentially how I felt last week. I was like,
I got you.
You know, around Friday, I was like, man, around this time, I would be talking to Ron Coomer.
I know.
When you don't get it, you don't know what you got till it's gone is essentially what
I'm
getting.
So true. Look at all the warm vibes going on right now. Love it.
Well, okay, so Ron, you're in Milwaukee today for the weekend series against the Brewers. First matchup against the Brewers this year. I guess before we get into any baseball talk, I got to ask you, where does Milwaukee rank on the Coombs Country scale?
I would say Milwaukee is probably a pretty big country town. I know they're a big beer town and a big cheese town.
Yeah.
So I think our folks from Yingling will be doing pretty good there. And they sell a little bit of Miller Lite, too. I know that. But I've gone to some festivals and things like that. The Harley Fest I went to years ago and had a bunch of country acts. So it's a big country town, yes.
Yeah. Well, you brought up the cheese. You know, a lot of them up there wear that cheese hat, the cheese head. Have you ever done that before?
God, no.
Oh.
Isn't that the worst thing ever?
It is. It is. That is.
I mean, so I've lived for the last 25 years, I've lived between Chicago and Minnesota, basically. That's in between. We can't. You don't like the cheesehead thing. I don't understand putting that big block of cheese on your head.
Well, Ron, as you know, Melissa's not that big of a sports fan. I think she just legitimately thinks people are, you know, rooting for their favorite food when they wear that hat.
I understand. Doesn't matter. That does not.
It doesn't matter?
There's nothing good about it. No, nothing good about it.
I love to hear you say that, Ron. I love that. Okay, so what would your score be for Milwaukee? 1 to 10?
7.
7. Okay, that's pretty good.
Big country.
That
big
is
country.
Good.
That's pretty good.
City, yeah.
All right. I'd agree with that, too.
Now, Ron, I feel like the cool news about the Cubs is the fact that they've gotten through April with the record that they have, and it's been against the toughest teams in baseball, and yet here they sit in first place in the NL Central.
The Cubs have done very well, absolutely. When you look at what the Cubs have done in the first month and week or so of the season, they've played very well. They've had some injuries, but it's been very good. And all the work that they did in spring and what they were hoping would carry over into the season has carried over. I think some new staff members have helped with the running game, and our overall game is good. We're good defense, and some of the young kids, Pete Crow Armstrong and Michael Bush, are really taking off along with Amaya. So it's been fun. It's you know, Wrigley Field's been rocking. We got to get you guys out there as soon as we get back from Milwaukee.
Yeah,
to a ball game because Wrigley has really, and it's going to be better weather too. But it's been really fun at Wrigley.
I cannot wait to do that. Now you're talking my language.
The weather will be better, Melissa.
Oh, good. Yeah. So, you know, I come with the non-sports questions. This one today is, you know, Clark the Cub.
I do.
Yeah, I think he's on a first-name basis with him.
Probably.
Yeah, with the big noggin running around the ballpark.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you ever get confused for Clark the Cub, Ron?
If I do, I'm in big trouble, buddy.
So, why is Clark the Cub never wearing pants? And
is
that inappropriate for all the little kids running around Wrigley Field?
That's a fair question.
That is definitely a non-sports question. I'll give you that. when you look at Clark the Cub, does it seem inappropriate?
Oh, good follow-up.
Touche.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I don't think so. I think the bear thing is just kind of like the normal bear out. You know, I think we're okay.
He's like a giant teddy bear.
I don't think that's been an issue.
Do you think he should put on a pair of baseball pants?
No, I don't. I think he should just stay the way he is. He's just fine. He's okay. As long as I can remember with the Cubs, I haven't heard any issues with Clark. So I think we're okay.
All right.
Unless you've got a problem with him, Melissa, then we can, talk to him.
Okay.
Yeah. Clark, hey, listen, we've gotten some complaints.
You need to wear pants.
You think you can throw some pants on for us, buddy?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's kind of like Donald Duck. Donald Duck doesn't wear pants.
That's
either,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
A lot of TV people don't always, wear pants. Like, they'll wear the tops, like the suit tops, and then they'll wear, shorts or something underneath the desk,
That's so true. So under those Zoom
calls.
Ron,
I love it.
No wonder Ron's for Clark the Cub not wearing pants. He's like, look, I've been in there.
Working for Fox, I did pre and post games, and I was doing studio shows at times, and midsummer, I was in short. I'd come right to the golf course. I'd put a shirt on, coat and tie, and flip-flops and shorts. Yep.
I love that.
Oh, well, look at that. Well,
listen,
what a look that is.
That is one to leave us with this week on Coombs Corner, brought to you by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. Ron, you are the man, dude. We love getting a chance to hang with you every single week. We appreciate your time, and let's go beat those Brewers this week.
Absolutely. We need to have a good weekend. They are division champions, so it's going to be a good weekend in Milwaukee, hopefully, for the Cubs.
Hopefully.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, Ron.
You guys take care. Have a great weekend. Yep.
All right. Bye.